Did you know that more Kentuckians die of drug overdoses than car accidents? But what if I told you that some of these lives could be saved with something as seemingly simple as a nasal spray? I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking about expanding methods of reversing opiate overdoses. When we're talking about opiates, we're talking about a wide variety of prescription and non-prescription drugs, including oxycodone, hydrocodone, methadone, morphine, heroin, and others. Researchers at the University of Kentucky are conducting a clinical trial to make a life-saving medication previously available only in emergency rooms and ambulances available to any household. Naloxone, or Narcan, is a drug that reverses the effects of opiates, in effect, reversing an overdose.
The treatment analogy you might think of is EpiPen.
Dr. Daniel Wormling is with the UK College of Pharmacy.
Patients who are overcome by opioids are not able to save themselves because you're unconscious. And so you need a third party to be authorized to administer the antidote to you while you're unconscious.
In fact, there are videos on YouTube that demonstrate how to administer naloxone.
It's an opioid antagonist. You stick it up their nostril, you spray about half up one side, half up the other until the dose is completely empty, and then you go back to breathing.
UK trauma surgeon Dr. Andrew Bernard explains how the program works once a patient is identified as having an opiate addiction problem.
It's based upon the acknowledgement that patients are going to take too much opiate, whether they're prescribed it or whether they're not prescribed it. We have a full-time professional counselor that helps us deal with the role of alcohol and drugs in our trauma patients. While we are addressing that very complex problem, we've got to address the immediate issue, which is that people are overdosing and dying very frequently in the Commonwealth.
Let's be clear. This is not a political issue. It's a healthcare issue.
So we have to teach families how to identify an opiate overdose, and then we've got to teach families, bystanders, friends, how to respond in what has to be one of the scariest situations they're ever going to see, but how to do that in a way that saves a life. That's the immediate need while we're dealing with the bigger issue of the patient's substance abuse problem.
Sure. This potential intoxication or overdose is an acute problem that has to be dealt with. Otherwise, you have death and no way to address the larger problems that that patient has been facing. Where do you see things going from here? Do you see this something that might expand throughout Kentucky, perhaps into other states as well?
I hope we'll see expansion of the program. This is certainly something that has expanded and moved across the country.
The bottom line, the more quickly that anyone has access to naloxone, the better potential for a non-lethal outcome of a drug overdose.
If you don't have opioids in your system, it's relatively inert. It doesn't do anything to you. If you have pain medicines in your system, it will reverse them pretty quickly.
And the researchers are confident that a greater availability of this drug will save lives.
We as trauma surgeons feel like we're well positioned to identify patients at risk and do our part in helping prevent this senseless cause of death.
With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.